The Tanya we learned like this. Rabbi Daisi Oimer, Rabbi Daisi says, the Amrila, some say Abishurl Oimer. It's Abishurl that's saying it. That Halakeyach Behema Mechaveroi. If somebody buys an animal from his friend, Me'erev Yomtiv, if you buy it before Yomtiv, so Afa Pishle Mosroloi Ela be Yomtiv, even though he only gave it over to you on Yomtiv itself, still we say Harehi Karakle Halakeyach. Since you bought it before Yomtiv, like we know for sure you're going to end up with it, so the Kenyan Shvis is like Chal Bayu. As far as you can go, the one that's buying it now, that's how far the animal could also go on Yom Tov. And we don't say since the beginning of Yom Tov you didn't get it yet, it was still by the seller, so it still goes boss to the first owner. No, since you already made a Kenyan, you bought it already, like we know for sure you're going to get it, therefore the locher is, it's considered like you have it already, and it goes after your Rishus, after your Kenyan Shvisa. Harehi karakli halakeach. The same thing, v'hamoyse behemel roya. If somebody gives over his animal to the roya, he gives it over to the shepherd. Is afal pish loy mosru loy ela b'yomtif. Now this is the kasha. Even though you first give over your animal to the shepherd on yomtif itself, the locher is harehi karakli haroya. That as far as the shepherd could go, that's how far he's allowed to take the animal. In other words, the animal is kind of shvisa the same way as the owner, the shepherd. So the chura, this is not like our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says if you give over it to your son or to your shepherd on Yom Tov, the locher is karakli habaylim. But since the beginning of Yom Tov, the baylim owned it. So therefore, as far as the original owner could go, that's how far the animal could go. Now that you gave it over on Yom Tov itself, so what? And here Rav Doisa says not like that. Here Rav Doisa says that if you first, the roya, the shepherd, first gets his animal on Yom Tov, still we say the locher is, you're allowed to take it as far as the shepherd himself could go. But the steer was not like our Mishnah. No. I say maybe there's no steer. Filu tamer, Rabbi Doisa, even if you want to say our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Doisa, well, like Kasha, there's no steer. I tell you, kan v'roya echod, kan v'shnei royim. There's a difference whether there's only one shepherd in the city. That's what Rav Doisa is talking about. Since there's only one shepherd in the city, so we know for sure that you're going to give it over to this shepherd. So therefore, even though you first gave it over to him on Yom Tov, but it's like the case where you bought the animal before Yom Tov, that we know for sure you're going to get it, so it's considered like it's in your Rishus. Here also, since we know for sure before Yom Tov that this shepherd is going to get it on Yom Tov, it's considered like it was kind of shvisa by the shepherd. Therefore, Rav Doisa says the shepherd could take it as far as he can go. Our mission is talking about where there's a choice, there are two different shepherds to give it over to. So since we don't know which one you're going to give it to, so we don't know which one's going to end up with it, so therefore what do we know for sure? That right now the beginning of Ben Eshemash belongs to the owner. So your kind of shvisa, the animal could only go as far as you can go, even though you give it over later to the shepherd. But since at the beginning of Yom Tov, we did not know to which one you're giving it over to. So therefore, the law is that it's only kind of shvisa by the Bible. So therefore, there's no steer to Rav Doisa. The Gemara says, Dekanami, I'll bring you a proof to this also. Dekatoni, our Mishnah says, Lebenoi Oileroya. Our Mishnah says, you give it over either to your son or else to the shepherd. Mashma, there's a choice. You don't know for sure which one of the two is going to get it. You have a choice to give it over to one of the two. So therefore, since there's a choice to give it over to one of the two, Shemamina, that's a good raya. And like Rashi says, the svari is kan baroy echot, shein v'ir eloroy echot. There's only one shepherd in the city. So kol b'neir mamidim behemtem rishusay. All the people in the city, like for sure, are going to give over their animals to this one shepherd. V'nikne shvisosay. Therefore, this shepherd is kind of the shvisa. Hilkach, therefore, Bein Mecha, Bein Mecha, Bein Lekech, whoever buys it or sells it, Daito Shleitikna Bein Meshvisosa Etzloy. The owner does not want the Shvisa to be Chal where he is, Ele Vishvisa Saroya. Since he knows for sure he's going to give it over to this Roya, he wants it to be Kerna by the Roya. So therefore, that's Rav Doisa Svara. Umas Nisan, our Mishnah is talking about the Shnei Royan, in a case where there are two different shepherds in the city. The Loyadim and Lahai Minayu Heve, we don't know to which one is going to get it on Yom Tov. So therefore, you don't have das to give it over to either one separately. Therefore, we say right now it's by the Bailim. It stays by the Bailim throughout the whole Yom Tov.
All right, and turn over. All right, turn over.
That's what Rashi says. Look at Rashi. Kan betap Rashi, kan beroy echad. Shein vir ela roy echad. There's only one shepherd here. Kol v'nayir ma'midin behemta reshusay. The whole city gives over their animals to this one shepherd. V'niknish v'sosay. And therefore the shepherd is kind of the shvisa, where the animal could go, is up to the shepherd. Hilkach bein moicha bein lokech daita shaloi tikneha behemah shvisosay etzloi. Nobody wants the animal to be by him. Ela b'shvisas aroya. Everybody has in mind at the beginning of the Yom Tov, I want my animal to be able to go as far as the Roya. Because I know tomorrow I'm going to give it to the Roya, and I want my animal to, he should take care of it. So I want the animal to be able to go wherever he can go. So every owner has in mind before Yom Tov to give over his animal to the Roya. Umas Nisan, our Mishnah though, is talking about the Shnei Royim. There were two different shepherds. To Layadin and Lahai Minayo Heve, Lord Das Bailim. We don't know to which one of the two you want to give it over to. He'll go Haray and correctly Bailim. If he didn't give it over before Yom Tov, we say it stays by you, by the owner. So that's the din of our Mishnah. So could be Rav Doisa would be murdered to our Mishnah. Rav Doisa is only talking about where there's only clearly one Roya, so we know for sure you're the one to get it. So the owner has in mind to give it to you before Yom Tov like. And now Mishnah is talking about whether it's more than one, then we say it belongs by the Bible.
Yomar Rabba Bar Bachona. Omar Rabbi Yechanan, Halacha Rabbi Doisa. That Rabbi Yechanan Paskin, the Halacha is like Rabbi Doisa. So when you have only one shepherd, then he's allowed to take it as far as he can go. For the Gemara Kasho, Niyom Rabbi Yechanan Hochi, is it true that Rabbi Yechanan said like this, that the Halacha is like Rabbi Doisa? I've Omar Rabbi Yechanan, we know Rabbi Yechanan always holds Halacha Kestam Mishnah. The Halacha always is like a Stam Mishnah. Now, having been learning our Mishnah, Utanar, we learned in our Stam Mishnah, Habehema vihakelim kiragli availim. That the Habehema and the Kelim goes after the owner, and even if the owner gives it over to the Roya on Yom Tov, still our Mishnah says it goes after the Bailim. So, how could Rabbi Yechon the Pasal and Rabbi Doisa? It's not like a Stam Mishnah. So, Gemara answers Poshid. What do you mean? Volavo kimno kan v'roy yechod, kan v'shne royim. As we already gave a teretz here, there's no stira. We answered that there's no stira to Mishnayisim, the Mishnah to Rabbi Doisa. The Mishnah is talking about there are two shepherds to give over to. So we don't know before Yom Tov which one you want to give it to, then it stays by the owner. Rabbi Doisa is talking about where clearly there's only one Roya, so you know for sure you're going to give it to him before Yom Tov. We know for sure before Yom Tov you're going to give it to him, therefore consider like you give over the Shrisa to the Roya. So maybe it's not a stira in Rabbi Yechon. Rabbi Yechon passes like Asta Mishnah, and he could also pass like Rabbi Doisa. Tana Rabbon, look at the price like this. Shanayim Sheshoalu Choluk. Two people borrowed a coat, a suit. Echad Sheshoalu Choluk Echad Beshutfis. Two people borrowed a suit Beshutfis. They needed a suit. One person needed the suit in the morning. One guy needed the suit in the afternoon. So they all take the same size. So they borrowed the suit together Beshutfis. Zel Elech Beshachas the Beis HaMedrash. One person wants to go to the Beis HaMedrash in the morning. So he has the suit to put on in the morning to go to the Beis HaMedrash. This person has a chavis, a simcha party, a simcha, a sheva brachas to go to at night. So I'll take the same day Yom Tov, you use the suit at night time, the sheva brachas, to go to your sheva brachas in that side of the city, and when you come home the next morning, I'll put on the suit to go to shul in the morning. This guy's sheva brachas was 4,000 amas out of the city. To the north side of the city, in order to be able to, or 3,000 amas away from the city, in order to be able to walk to Sheva Brachis, he had to make an Erev on the Tzofen side. This one wanted to go to Shir tomorrow morning. His Rebbe was on the south side of the city. So therefore, Vizeh Orav all over Dorim. This one made a Tchum, Ruvit Tchumim, to go on the Dorim on the south side tomorrow, 3,000 amas. So the Lachra is like this. So what do they do now? Both these two people, like they should, they borrowed it before Yom Tov, so it's still like they both own this suit b'shutfis. So what should be the law according to our Mishnah? When two people own something b'shutfis, the suit cannot go further than either one of them is allowed to go. If only one person can go, he can't take the suit with him. The suit also belongs to the other guy. But since the other one can't go soften, you can't take your suit to soften.
So zeh shirav olav letzofen, mahalech letzofen, kiragle mi shirav olav ledorim. The one that wants to go to north could only go as far as the other one that made his erev on the south side could also walk. Like, let's say in a case where the one on the south side only had to walk, let's say, 3,000 amas. So all he had to do was just put the area of 1,000 amas out of the city. So the one that's going to the south side, put the area of 1,000 amas out. So Lamaisa, on the north side, how much can he walk? He could also walk 1,000 amas. 1,000 amas he could still walk. Because he only made his area of 1,000 amas on this side. So it's like he's living here. So he can go back here 1,000 amas. The whole city is like Dalad amas. Then he can walk another 1,000 amas this way. True, this way he can walk 1,000, and then another 2,000. Now let's say the other guy also, the one going on the north side, he also only had to go 3,000 amas. So he only made his erev of only 1,000 amas. So he's allowed to walk now 1,000, that's where the erev is. He can walk another 2,000 amas here, but the other way he's also allowed to walk 1,000. So the Maisa, the suit, can't go more than 1,000 amas north or 1,000 amas south. The suit can't go further than that. Because the first 1,000 namas each way, both of them are allowed to go. That's as far as the suit can go. Yezesh Yiravolo Litzofen, Mahalach Litzofen, the one that goes to north, can only go as far as north, Kiragle Mishirav Olo Vodorum, as far as the other Shutif, that made the Erev on the north, south side, as far as he could walk past the north side. The Zesh Yirvolo Ledorim, the one that made the Erev on the south side, Mahalach, he could take it south. Ledorim, how far south can he go with it? Kiragle Mishorav Olav Letzofen, as far as the other Shutit that made the Erev on the north side, as far as he could walk backwards, that's how much he's allowed to go. What about the Yemotsu Esatchum? Let's say it came out that each one made their Tchum 2,000 amas out of the city. This one went north 2,000 amas out of the city. This one went south 2,000 amas out of the city. So it comes out the one that went south can't walk 1 foot north. The one that went north already went 2,000 amas out of the city, so he can only walk back to the city. But south of the city, he can't walk 1 foot. So it comes out this suit can't leave the city. It can't leave a foot out of north. It can't leave a foot out of south. Because each one can't walk the other way. So in such a case, the suit has to stay home. They can't use it. They borrowed it for no purpose. This one can't go to the house, to the shaving brush, and this one can't go to the shul with it. That's to stay on the suit. That's the solution. The yemotzu es atchum, if the tchum comes out right smack in the middle, ha-reizel lo-yizenelim kaima, the suit can't go out of its place. Because the suit belongs to two people now, and it's karagle shtayim. So you have no right to take it north more than the other shut. If he can't go north, he's not allowed to be going north. So in such a case, the suit can't leave the city. Itma will learn like this. Shnayim shelokhu chavis. Two people bought a barrel of wine together. Ulbehemi b'shutfis. They also bought an animal b'shutfis. Rava Marav says like this. Chavis muteris. The chavis, like the barrel of wine, you can split it up in here. And therefore, as far as you want to go, you can take it with you. And as far as the other one wants to go, he'll take it with him. In other words, since you can split it up, so we split it up. Yeah. Mashenkein ubehem asura. He holds the behem though you can nothing doing. Even if you shechted on yomtiv, you can't take the animal far more than both of them could walk. Trashibehem asura lohoylech elu lamokim shneim hochim. You could only carry the meat to a place that both of the owners could go. But if only one could go, even though you divide the animal up in half, you can't say you take your half like belongs to you. Take it as far as you can go, and I'll take my other go as far as I can go. No. So Kitzur Rav makes a difference between the barrel of wine and the animal. Shmuel Amar Shmuel says, Chav Yisnam Yasura, nothing doing, even the barrel of wine. You can't divide it up now in Yom Tov to say, you take it as far as you want to go. Well, since at the beginning of Yom Tov, it belonged to both of us, and we'll soon see Yod Zayn Breira, like by the beginning of Yom Tov, you didn't make any chalukah. So we both owned the wine together. Since all the wine is owned by both of us, the wine right now can't go farther than both of us. If I can't walk there, you can't take it. Because right now, like, shutfus means we both own those things. You want to divide it up now on Yom Tov. It's too bad. You're first dividing it now. Now it's too late. At the beginning of Yom Tov, you didn't divide it yet. So at the beginning of Yom Tov, it belonged to both of us. It can't be taken further than both of us could go. That's what Shmuel says. So Gemara asks, Mike is Sava Rav. What's the Svar of Rav? If we hold Yesh Breira, which means to say, even though they're first divided up on Yom Tov, but we say Breira, if you take the half a barrel of wine on Yom Tov now in the morning, it's the glory of the Muslim affair at the beginning of Yom Tov, this is the wine that belongs to you. So since you only own this wine, Gesunte, take it as far as you can go. And the other shrift is the same thing. Now that you're dividing it Yom Tov in the morning, we look as if at the beginning of Yom Tov, this was your chelik, your portion, so if it only belongs to you, take it as far as you want. So if that's Rav's straw that he holds the Yesh Breirom, of Azoy, Afilu Be'im Atishtari, even the animal also then, you're shechting the animal Yom Tov in the morning. So we're dividing it up now. You take this half, I take that half. Say the same thing, Yesh Breirom. The half that you're taking, we say it is always yours. So the beginning of Yom Tov, it only belongs to you, take it as far as you can go. And the other shittav also. So how come Rav makes a difference to say by the barrel of wine, we divide it up, okay? But the animal, you can't divide it up. Monashach, it's a pella. Elamai v'kasavra, ain't brer. Elamai, Rav holds it's no brer. It's not divided up like before Yom Tov. So afilachav is nami yasura. Even the barrel of wine also should be yasura to divide up on Yom Tov. Because at the beginning of Yom Tov, it belonged to both of us. So both are owners, you can't take it more than both of us could go. So what's the pshat from Rav? So Gemarian says, the erlong sub yesh breira. Rav asked old yesh breira. So therefore, when they divide up the wine on Yom Tov, it's considered like at the beginning of Yom Tov, this was your portion, this was my portion, each one can take it as far as I can go, as far as you can go. Because each one owns it separately. Why is an animal different? Or shniya behema, behema is different, the koyanki tchumim yadodi. Because at the beginning of Yom Tov, the animal was alive. When the animal is alive, like the blood, the system is going straight through. So the two portions of the animal are yonik, gets its nourishment one from the other. See, even though you hold the svar of yesh breira, you're going to shecht it yontib in the morning and divide the animal in half, this half belongs to you. So we look as if at the beginning of yontib, this portion was completely your portion. But even though it belonged to you, but at the beginning of yontib was one animal's alive. When it's alive, your portion is getting nourishment from my portion. So you can't say you can take your portion as far as you want to go. Because the nourishment still comes from my half. It's like you still have a chelik in my half and your portion. Therefore, the portion can't go more than both of us could go. Like a new swar, a live animal, gets its nourishment together. For the Gemara, had the called Yamki Tchum Meadodim. So this the Gemara is Amri Lo Rav Kana Rav Asi L'Rav. So Rav Kana Rav Asi yes the Kasha to Rav. L'Yisso Muksa Loi Choshishu L'Yisso Tchumim Choshishu. Like you're only worried about the Yisso Tchum of taking it outside the Tchum Shabbos, but the Yisso Muksa you're not worried about. Like the Kur the Kasha is if you want to say you divided up Yontif in the morning, as if to say this portion of meat belongs to you and this portion of meat belongs to me. So let's say we would divide it up Mamish before Yontif. That this is my meat, that's your meat. It's like your part is like muksa to me. I don't have in mind to use it at all. It's yours, it's not mine. So now at the beginning of Yom Tov, when the animal's alive, and they're both getting nourishment one to the other, so if you want to say it looks like it was divided at the beginning of Yom Tov, I have my half. So I don't think about your half at all. Your half is like muksa to me. I'm not thinking about your half. Then it's a kasha. I shouldn't be allowed to take away my half either, because my half is getting nourishment from your half. Even for the Yisro Muksa, should also be Yisro. If you hold the swar of nourishment, I'm getting nourishment from your half. So just like your half should be Yisro to Muksa, even for me to move it around at all, I shouldn't be allowed to move around mine either. That's what she says. He's a non-sali, the whole chad menayel, akti daiti mechol kashar haberoi. The swar, I don't think what's doing with your portion. Like, if really it would be divided up the half of the animal, so it belongs to me, I think about. The portion that belongs to you, I don't think about. It's like not mine. So really, your portion should be muksa to me. So if your portion is muksa to me, so since at the beginning of Yom Tov, the animal is alive, and my portion is getting nourishment from your portion, so your portion should ask for it on me, it should be like muksa to me also. Yitzchak doesn't like this struggle. So it's a shreb shak Rashi. Because the mice of food, even though food belongs to your friend, but it's not muksa. Like you're allowed to go to your friend and he can serve you food, even though you didn't think about it before Yom Tov. Like food, something that's edible is never muksa. That's what Yitzchak says to Rashi. Like even if you want to say, like divide it up and I don't think about your portion, but so what? Since the mice, your portion is a steak, it's good meat, so it's not muksa for me. I'm allowed to use it. So there he says in Farsha ben Shmuel, Liyisla muksa shveima gidlo mosifa shamnunis be Yom Tov. That the shalom is it grows on Yom Tov, it gets bigger on Yom Tov. So what grows more on Yontif, that should be like Muksa. What's growing, the new growth on Yontif, that's like wasn't here before Yontif, but that you don't have that, that should be Muksa. So here's the Rosh, you're afraid of the nourishment, be afraid of Muksa also. So this the Gemara answers. So Shosik Rav, Rav kept quiet, he didn't have an answer, Rav. Fred the Gemara, my heavy law, what's the maskana? How do we paskin here? Rav Oishi Rama Yesh Breira. Rav Oishi says we hold Breira, and therefore both are mutter. Since we say Yesh Breira, when they divided up on Yomtiv, it's as if it was divided already from the beginning of Yomtiv. So each portion is separately to each one of them, and each one can take as far as he can go. Rav Yechon and Omer ain't Breira. Yechon says no, both are Osir. We hold ain't Breira. Since at the beginning of Yomtiv it belonged to both of you, you first divided it up on Yomtiv itself. So when you divided it, that's when it's divided. But before that, it belonged to both of you. So therefore, the animal or the wine can't be taken far off, then both of you could walk. For the Gemara of the Sov, Rabbi Yishe Yesh Breira, is it true that Rabbi Yishe holds the Svar of Yesh Breira? That Rabbi Yishe holds that if you divide something later, we consider like it was divided before already. For your Tanam, we learned like this. We had the Mishnah before. That Hameis Babayis, if somebody died, you have a mace in the house. For life, Sochem Harba, there's a lot of doors, entrances, how to go out. And we don't know through which entrance, which door they can take the mace out. The loch is midrabon and kulum temeim. Any kli that's underneath any one of these doors, underneath the mashkif, is tummy. Because since we don't know which one will go out, so the rabbanu made xeru, all the doors are tummy. What about niftach echaz mehem? Let's say you opened up one of the door, so you're showing us this is the door you're going to take the mace out. So we say, who tummy? Only the kalim underneath this door, underneath this doorpost, this mashkif, is tummy. Because the mace is going to go out through this door. The kulam toirim. But the other door, since the mace are not going to go out of it, and they're not in the oil of the mace right now, they're outside the oil, it's only a question of when you open the door and take the mace out, then it'll be metam of the kalim. But since you say it's not going to go through those doors, it'll only go through the one door that's open, the other ones are torn. What about chishev loitzir biyachat mehem? You had in mind to take it out through one of the doors. Right now, all the doors are closed. But you had in mind to take it out of one of them. Oy bechaloin shiyesh bo abor labor. Or else there's a window there that has at least 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim. That's the size that you could take your mace out. If you had a mind to take him out through that window, you should know matelas alap sachem kulam. It saves you that all the other doors are not tummy anymore. It's the same svara. Since you had a mind to take it out one of these doors or one of these windows, we say that's where it's going to end up going, and the other one is not going to go through, so the other ones remain torn. Now, Beishamah Yerman Beishamah says, Fuhu shechishav olav achlo yomas ameis. You had to have this machshava that you want to take it through one of the doors before the person died. So then we say the second the person dies, like we know which door is going to go through. So therefore only that door is tameh, and not the kelim under the other doors. Oh, Beisil Loim, Beisil says no. Af misha yomas ameis. Even after the mace dies. So this is totally in Breira. It comes out that when the mace really died, you did not know yet which door you're going to take it out from. So really at that time, all the doors, any kelim underneath the doors, were makabel tumah. But later when you decide to take it out through one of the doors, we say like the Gloy Muslim Afreya. That that you think now to take him out through this door, it looks like it was always going to go out through that door. So now the rest of the doors become Torah. And the Yitmur Allah, we learned on this, Amr Rabbi Shia, Letaira Sapsochi Mikana Labo. Rabbi Shia said, that the Basilu says, the Machshava helps, he holds Ein Breira. It doesn't help to take away the tumor from before, it only helps Mikana Labo from now on. So the Diyak Mikana Labo in. Now, at, let's say the mace died at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. 3 o'clock, you decide to take him out through this big door. From 3 o'clock and on, only that door is tummy. The other doors are tor. Avalam Afreya Loi. But any kelim that are under the door between 1 and 3 are tummy. See, what do you see Rabbi Yishe holds? Rabbi Yishe holds Ein Breira. He says that that lady have in mind take him out through one of the doors, it only helps from that time onwards, but not from before. We don't say Yesh Breira, we consider as if what you're thinking now to go through that door is if it was always Oymed when he died to go through that door. No, Rav Oshia said no. Up until now, all the doors were tummy. Just at 3 o'clock, now that you started to go through this door, from 3 o'clock onwards, only this door is tummy, no other doors. So who are you seeing? Rav Oshia old name Breira? So it's a stira. How could Rav Oshia pass in Yesh Breira? That they're both mutter, are Rav Oshia old name Breira? So the Marian says, Epoch, Rav Oshia main Breira. Rav Yechon Amar Yesh Breira. Chains around before. Rabbi Shittak goes, ain't brera, therefore, if you own the animal or the barrel of wine together at the beginning of Yom Tif, even though you divide it on Yom Tif, nothing doing. Since at the beginning of Yom Tif it belonged to both of you, you can't take the wine of the animal more than both of you can go. He holds ain't brera. Rabbi Yechon is the one that holds the ain't brera. Fred Gemara, is that true? Umi istal Rabbi Yechon and brera? Does Rabbi Yechon hold on this new sphere of brera? The Yomar Rav Asi, Omar Rav Yechonin, he said over the name of Rav Yechonin, Ha'achin Shechoku, when the father died and left over Yerusha, and the two brothers now make a chalukah, they divide up the Yerusha. The halacha is, what din does it have? It has halacha like lekuchis, as if to say they're buying from one another. The halacha is like this, when you get something with Torah to Yerusha from your father, it stays by you even loylem. It doesn't go back for Yevil. So let's say there's only one brother, what Yashma, only one son, so what Yashan from your father belongs to you, Leilam Voed. Now that there are two brothers, the Svar of Yechon holds the old Ein Brera. Ein Brera means when the father dies, really he has two sons, so Yerusha goes to both of them. Which Chela goes to which one of them, we take it don't know. And even later, when you make a Chalukah later, we take it don't know the division of Chalukah you make later, we don't know that's the real Chalukah you were supposed to get. It could be really the Chelek Reuven is getting belongs to Shimon. And the Chelek Shimon is getting belongs to Reuven. Because we all ain't Brera. You can't say what happens later is as if it happened Mishas Misa. When the father died, could be Reuven was supposed to get one portion and Shimon was supposed to get another portion. And now when they divide up the Yerusha, really maybe Reuven's taking Shimon's portion and maybe he's taking my portion. So Lachmer, as we tell them between the two of them, make up like this. Even if I'm taking your Chelek, I'm selling it to you, or you sell me your chelek. Even if what we do divide up now is this field doesn't really belong to me. This field really should belong to you, and the field that you have really should belong to me. So you know what we're making up? We're not going to be a geneva, gazna here. We're making up like I'm selling my portion to you. If the portion that you got really belonged to me, so I'm selling it to you. And if the portion that you have really belonged to my portion belongs to you, you're selling it to me. That's what the Yechon says. That are Achim Shechoku and two brothers, Yash and their father, when they divide up, it's called Lekuchestein. It's considered like Ein Brera, that the portion you get now is not really the portion you deserve to get. Maybe it's your brother's portion, just that I'm buying, you're selling it to me. If I'm selling it to you, it's called Lekuch. When you buy something, the Lekuch is, Umazir and Zelazeb Yevum. When it comes to Yevum, you have to give back the portion of the Kaka back to your brother again. That's the Yechon and Shita. So what do you see? You see, Yechon knows clearly Ein Brera. That's what the Gemara and Barbaska is telling us in. If Yod Yesh Brera, we say, the chalukah that the brothers make later, that was the chalukah that you deserve to get from your father. That's not called the kuchait, that's called the direct Yerusha from your father, you keep it. But if Yod Ein Brera, then it's only called that maybe my portion and not really my portion, I have to buy it off you, sell it to you. You see, Rabbi Yechon knows Ein Brera, so it's a kasha. How could you say here, Rabbi Yechon knows Yesh Brera, and you're allowed to divide up the wine, and you take your portion where you want, I'll take my portion where I want. Here, Rabbi Yechon says, Achim Shechot, the Kuka saying, he holds Ein Brera. The Chitim, and maybe you want to tell me, Ki Lesler, Rabbi Yechon and Brera, when does Rabbi Yechon hold the cloud of Ein Brera, Bidiraisa? When it's a Shiloh and it's a Diraisa. Yerusha is a Din Diraisa. Midiraisa, the oldest swore of Ein Brera. Therefore, when you divide up the calculator, you have to be afraid it's not the real chalukah. You have to sell your portion to your brother. Abba b'dirabonim. Mashiach, and our shayla of yisat chumim is only a shayla of b'dirabonim's. Ata yislei. Maybe an yisat rabonim, lalachu we hold like this. Lalachu we hold, on the shayla of b'dirabonim's we hold yesh brera. On the shayla of b'diraisa we hold ein brera. So maybe that's what the Berachin also holds. That why the Achim Shechoku, it's a b'diraisa dika chalukah, he holds ein brera. Mashenki by Tchumim, it's only the Rabbanim, he holds Yesh Brera. So Mar says, no. Rabbi Yechon doesn't make a difference. Over the Rabbanim, Yislei. Does Rabbi Yechon hold the Rabbanim, Yislei, Yesh Brera? The Yatani Ayoy. Rabbi Ayoy learned like this. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says, Ein Oda Mas Nashne Devarim Kiechot. When you make an Erev Tchumim, in order to walk outside the Tchum to go see your Rebbe, you can't make it tonight to go both ways. Elim Bochocham the Mizrach and Ruba the Mizrach. This tonight you could make. You're not sure which side of the city Rebbe is going to come to. Is he coming to the east side or to the west side? So what you do is before Yom to put out two tchumim and make it tonight. Whichever side the Rebbe comes, that's the side I want to go to. In Bo Chochon the Mizrach, if the Chochon is going to be at the east side, I want my Erev tchumim on the east side to be chal. Eruv the Mizrach. Lamarev, if my Rebbe is going to come on the west side, Eruv the Marev. Out of the evil, Lakan Loi. But if it makes it tonight, bol shevichal, that's no good. Now, the Vina Bo, the Gemara, there is the question in Ervin, maishno lekan lekan deloy. What's the difference? Both places.